You're listening to Wes McElroy on Sports Radio 910 The Fan, and now on 105.1 FM.
One of those Tuesdays, we got a little something for everybody. We got college basketball. I'll get into a baseball topic a little bit later on. Maybe I'll find some hockey for our hockey people, but I definitely got football. Les Carpenter, The Washington Post, later on in the show. Wrote a piece today in the Post basically trying to make sense of all the rumors and all the speculation around Chase Young and Tua and Dwayne Haskins and Trent Williams. So we'll bring him on and we'll see if he can attempt to do something that no man has done before, make sense of the Redskins. Poll question is up. It is brought to you by Call Federal, Redskins fans on the Super Tuesday. Which move do you endorse? Drafting Chase Young, drafting Tua, trading Haskins, draft Tua, keep Haskins, like Mel Kiper Jr. suggested, or trade number two and get a whole bunch of picks and try to find maybe a couple extra number ones, maybe a number two, maybe get into that second round, maybe get something for next year. It is Super Tuesday. Politically, we're going sports. This is not the official election, but right now, what are you endorsing a couple months, 2 months away from the NFL draft? You can jump on and vote, thefanrichmond.com. And it is brought to you by Call Federal, passionately local banking. Les Carpenter coming up in the 4 o'clock hour. We're here at the Siegel Center getting you ready for what is the final week of the college basketball regular season as the Group of Five, the Power Five, they wrap things up this week. A little bit later on, you'll hear my interview with Jake Gilliard, the Richmond Spiders. But we are here at the Stew as VCU tonight will have senior night and their final home game of the regular season. Hopefully not the final game of the entire season. Well, that's impossible. They play Friday night. But you know what I'm going for. Robbie Robinson will be on the call, and the voice of the Rams joining us now here at the media room in the dungeon of the Stew. Nice sock game, by the way. You can't see this on the radio, but Robbie has matching tie and socks tonight.
It's a big game, Wes. You got to bust out the matching tie and socks when it is a big one. Every now and then you got those fire-up games like Bobby Bowden used to talk about. This is a fire-up game. Best sock, best tie day.
VCU taking on Duquesne tonight. Robbie, who are you on the call with, by the way, tonight?
All right, I'm on the call with Brooks Berry, my good buddy Brooks Berry, who is just a buddy of mine that I hang out. No, Brooks played basketball at West Virginia. He is a product of Fork Union Military Academy. He's called network games before. He's very good on the air, and I've known him since our days in Charleston together. He was actually my radio sidekick when we were at the Citadel, and then we both moved to Virginia. He now works for Fork Union and has done a bunch of TV stuff. So with Litos on assignment still and Rodney doing TV, I had to go deep into the bullpen, the Ed Olwine of relievers. You probably don't get that at all, but our Brave fans do.
I want to make it clear that Litos is on assignment, not designated for assignment.
He's on assignment.
He'll be back eventually.
He'll be back on Friday night.
He'll be back Friday. So I saw you got hit up on Twitter today about somebody saying next time you have an opening as a color analyst, bring in Doug Brooks.
Sure. We're open for any kind of conversation.
That would be radio gold. But I am curious, in your time here at VCU, who is a VCU player, besides Rodney Ashby, who's a VCU player who would probably be a really interesting color analyst?
Besides Rodney and Doug, obviously, since he was that's a great question, Wes. Who would be an interesting color analyst? I think Joey would be great.
Rodriguez?
I think Joey Rodriguez would be really – in fact, anybody from that team, Joey, Bradford, Ed, even to some extent Jamie Skeen, those are all very – I mean, they got so much media practice when they went through that Sweet 16 run that they're used to being in front of a microphone. I mean, they had more microphones in front of their face during the Final Four run than they did – most players have ever. I wish I had, like –
No, Joey's good.
Yeah, Joey. I feel like there's a silver bullet out there that I might be missing.
Brandenburg was always – Rob was always good.
Yeah, Rob was great.
He was always really good on the
radio. Rob was very – you know, I mean, tell you what, who would have been really good, too, would have been DJ Haley. DJ was, you know, much like these other guys, very intelligent, very well-spoken. I mean, DJ would be very good. Doug is obviously Briante.
Oh,
those guys are kind of crazy personalities.
Doug needs to fill in for me when I go on vacation.
That'd be fun.
Doug would be more suited for
you have that happen first. We'll see how he does. And then if we ever have an opening, we would then maybe move him over.
Robbie, won't be the first time or the last time. This show has been used as a lab rat for something.
Yeah,
so
that's okay.
All right. So, Ram fans, if you want Doug Brooks to fill in on the show when I go on vacation, you can hit up my PD. Yeah. I'll send out his email.
Tweet it, Wes, not me.
Tweet it, both of us. Robbie Robinson, the voice of the Rams, is joining us. It is senior night. We'll get to that. But this Saturday was one of the more emotional days I've seen around this place. One of the more emotional days I've been around is obviously Deriante Jenkins stepping away for personal health reasons. It clearly affected Mike Rhodes. It clearly affected this team. But on the floor, kind of the thing that we've been waiting all season to see is where this team, in the face of great adversity, played aggressive. They had fun. The moment did not get too big for them. They're out there joking around. And what did you see Saturday from this team?
A lot of what you just said, and that's when they're at their best. And it's not the first time we've seen it. Like, I don't know in particular. I'd have to go back and look kind of game by game and maybe listen to some broadcasts. But, I mean, we have seen this before. When they're playing well, Wes, that's what's happening. Now, what is that the residue of? We hit some shots early on. You know, Kel Sims hit some threes early on. Is that what launched us into that freedom and that joy and that happiness? If we miss our first four shots, is it the opposite? Yeah, you don't really know what's going to be the catalyst to that kind of fun and that kind of enthusiasm. You hope you come out with it, and a lot of times they do, and then maybe the other team has just as much and hit some shots. I saw what you saw, and I think at the very least, if that can be the baseline, if they can start with that, I like our chances moving forward in the season in every single game. If they don't, if it's going to be a team that's going to try to slog through things early on, that's where we fall into real issues. But no, when they're smiling, we're having high fives, and they're laughing, you know, that's when this team is at its best. And we saw that on Saturday. It was a very therapeutic win. I thought all of Ram Nation kind of it was like going through therapy together, and we kind of came out a little bit on the other side, which was really awesome to see them respond that way.
Yeah, it was therapeutic, and it weighed heavy on Mike Rhodes, who almost a great comparison, or not comparison, I guess. Yeah, I guess an example of this is they got 4 minutes left to go in this game. They're up by 20. The thing is signed, sealed, and almost delivered. And he looks in the crowd, and he's like, it wasn't emotional enough. And he basically goes Hulk Hogan and just amps up the crowd. And you could tell with what was going on with Dariante and his absence, it wasn't the losses. It was other things that were eating in Mike Rhodes. But he said at the end of the game, he said, I've learned. And I'm telling you right now, no one's having more fun the end of this season than I am. And he practiced what he preaches.
Well, and I think also, too, a little bit of that, kind of the backstory on that, and, you know, it's very tough to ever get in the mind of a head coach. They operate on different planes when it comes to what they think. But he told me in the pregame show the game was all about finishing your shot, finishing a defensive possession, finishing a blockout, all about finishing. And I think he saw that as an opportunity for the team to, yes, it was out of touch. But instead
point,
of it
though.
Going 17, all of a sudden the Rams win by 10, and we'll have totals and highlights after this because we kind of faltered down the stretch. I think he really wanted his team to finish that game strong, and he knew the crowd would be a real part of that finish. And I think that's one of the reasons, amongst everything else that's going on, that he went after the crowd and got after it in a way that he hasn't in a few years, probably that ODU game from his first year 2 years ago. And I think
The one where he became a meme.
Yeah, and I think he saw that opportunity for the team to finish. And you know what, Wes? They did. They finished real strong, looked great, the win looks great, and I think he got exactly what he wanted to out of that game and out of the crowd's reaction.
Robbie Robinson joining us, the voice of the Rams. They got Duquesne tonight. We're just talking about a couple different things here from Saturday, which obviously I'm looking to see tonight because the big question is we've seen flashes. We've seen this team stick to the plan and do things, but we have not seen consistency this year. But the one thing that I keep coming back to, and I saw more of it on Saturday than I have this year, I go back to what I asked Mike Rhodes in the beginning of the year. When the moment gets tough, when a team goes on a run, is there a guy you can pull and have them loosen things up or have them refocus? Is there a guy on the floor? And Mike said in the beginning of the year there was a couple guys, and then he said at the coaches show, he said, no, you know, hopefully it was the seniors, but it hasn't been that group, and a couple guys are missing because of injuries. But the guy who I'm seeing it now from, the thing that I've been looking for, that is Bones Highland. And his energy, his game, the way he works the ball inside, outside, this the demeanor on the floor, it's infectious, and I think it's getting to this team, and I think he is now learning to become that guy. And this goes to a bigger point. With the younger guys having an expanded role here at the end of the season, these moments, looking down the future, these moments, these games are invaluable for these guys.
Well, it depends also. I mean, they're talented enough that the future could be tonight, on Friday and in the A-10 tournament in terms of success.
Like, that's why love March.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not writing these minutes off for, you know, planting seed for next season that's going to come back. We're going to harvest this stuff in Brooklyn is what we're going to do. But, yeah, Bones has become the personification of VCU basketball. The way I was watching some of the highlights. Some of those passes had a little extra mustard on them, and that's what we love. I mean, at VCU, that is what we have grown to love. He makes passes that, you know, have that flair, have that ability like Eric did. I mean, those guys, the ability to distribute the ball, there's some similarities there. And, yeah, he has become kind of emblematic on what Coach wants, and he has fun. You follow him on social media. His personality's fun. He's very lighthearted. He's that kind of player. And so I think, yeah, I mean, he's turned into that as a freshman, which, you know, is what it is right now. I mean, that's what the hand you're dealt if you're this VCU basketball team. And fortunately, the guy that got that winning hand is an unbelievable talent. An unbelievable talent. Still a freshman.
Yeah.
Still gonna have some ups and downs. Isn't gonna play every possession both sides of the ball perfectly. And you know, I'm directly across from Coach Rhodes in home games, and I can see him take shots, and there's looks on Coach's face that you can tell that wasn't necessarily the shot he wanted Bones to take. But that's okay. That's what part of being a freshman is. And I think him, Hassan Ward, Trey Clark as a relief point guard, and Jerry McAllister, who's come in and provides some real beef for this team, some real toughness on this team. I think their future is now. I really do. And are they ready to go take on the beasts of the A-10 as we head into the tournament, maybe a little bit shorthanded? We're going to find out, but I wouldn't be surprised. They've got the talent to do it. You can't tell me there's a lot of guys out there that are better than Bones Highland.
No, there's a lot of talent still on this team. It'll be interesting down the stretch. It'll be interesting to see tonight how they bring the energy against Duquesne, final home game of the regular season. I opened the show and I was trying to make the comparison that we have 2 months until the NFL draft, and there's so much rumors and swirling, and it's like, wait a minute, got 2 more months of this? But I was bringing up the point that it is still weird, no matter how long or how short a regular season is, it's still weird when you get to that final week of the regular season, because you can, on one hand, count how many games are left, and then you don't know how many more games are left, and I imagine you can speak to this better than anybody. You get in that routine where it's, all right, rinse, lather, repeat, game, on the road, home, okay, and you're just kind of going 1 week at a time, and then all of a sudden you look at the calendar and go, oh, here we are.
It's flown by. It's crazy. I can't believe we're here. I mean, this is game number 19 at the Siegel Center, starting with the exhibition game. And this has been a peculiar year schedule-wise. You know, a lot of Friday games,
yeah.
a couple times we didn't have games within a full week of each other. When we were in the non-conference, it seemed like we were just playing every Saturday. It's hard to really find a rhythm for this season, at least for me. I don't think anybody else might think that way. But no, you're right, Wes. You get here to the last game of the year, and you're like, oh my gosh, this is it. And we were talking about it as a staff upstairs. Like, man, I mean, this is what we live for. I mean, our whole year from tomorrow all the way until November, whatever, when we start, we live for these 19 games, and to think we're about to put in the rearview mirror is a little peculiar. So for that reason, you know, you really hope Ram fans come out tonight and have that same effect on the game that they had on Saturday, because they're a huge part of it. I mean, VCU, maybe more so than any school in the country, has a huge part. Their fan base plays a huge role in how that team plays. And whether that's fair or not, it's the reality of it. And I think tonight, if they come out with the emotion that they had on Saturday, I think our guys really found out our fans had their back on Saturday. And I think that's a big reason they played with that freedom and that joy and got away with a big win.
Tonight, 7 o'clock, fans are being asked to be in their seats no later than 6:35 for senior night ceremonies.
And Wes, download the app. We still have the Lexus Lights app. Search Lexus Light. That's with the light show. Were you
yes.
there? Did you see that? Yeah, the light show. So we want to download that app, and so we can have the cool light show. If you missed it on Saturday, don't have FOMO. Download it, and we want to have a big thing. And I look forward to introducing Brooks Berry to 910. You'll love him. He's great. He's funnier than me.
On the call tonight, I got pregame at 6:30. This man and Brooks Berry on the call at 7. Thanks for stopping by. Thanks for the hospitality, as always. All right, it's Robbie Robinson, Strong Sock Game, and the broadcaster of the VCU Rams. You'll hear him tonight on Sports Radio 910, The Fan, and 105.1 FM.
You're listening to Wes McElroy on Sports Radio 910, The Fan, and now on 105.1 FM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.